You can't keep everyone happy. That's the obvious takeaway after playing just a few minutes of the strategy game Pipe Trouble by Pop Sandbox Productions. The graphics are simple, Lego-like, but the ethics involved are anything but. Players are working to connect a natural gas pipeline from one side of the screen to another using a variety of horizontal, vertical, and angled lengths of pipe. Players can choose to take a longer route across the pastoral landscapes to avoid cutting trees or disturbing farmland, but each piece of pipe costs money, and the more you use, the less profit you make. Alternatively, you can try and take the fastest, most cost-effective route.
Gas is flowing.
But watch out. Disrupt the environment, and you can expect demonstrators to get in the way. Make them too angry, and they'll actually bomb your pipeline. As a strategy game, Pipe Trouble is simple, yet challenging, and offers a nuanced view of a nuanced subject. Regardless of whether you empathize with environmentalists or gas producers, after a few levels, gamers are likely to question whether there can be a true winner when it comes to building pipelines.
Gas is flowing.
Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne was caught off guard when asked about the game during a press conference. The incident sparked a political backlash that got Pipe Trouble removed from TV Ontario's website, where it was first released. Alex Jansen is producer and founder of Pop Sandbox, which developed the game. He points out that the controversy surrounding Pipe Trouble stemmed from the mistaken perspective that the game advocates eco-terrorism.
Through actually playing the game, you would realize that you're in no way playing or advocating eco-terrorism. You're actually trying to, whether it's fines, injunctions, protests, all of these are obstacles that you're trying to avoid in order to actually win the game. And the only way to ultimately win the game is to bridge both concerns. So it's neither anti-environment or anti-industry. It's all about actually satisfying both.
Alex, how have players responded to the game thus far?
The response from players has been fantastic, because inevitably what happens is you're taking an audience who historically, you know, that 18 to 35 audience in Canada has got the single worst voter turnout, and there's not a lot of engagement sometimes in some of these issues. And now you're kind of engaging an audience who at first is just kind of having fun. But then when it really works, you know, you get these aha moments where people start to realize, well, you know, this stuff's actually going on. And it's not telling people what to think, but it's getting people to think about the issues. And to that end, it, you know, it's been exactly what we'd have hoped for.
Playing Pipe Trouble, you can't help but think of the Keystone XL pipeline, which we mainly hear about here in the U.S. from an American perspective, as you'd probably suspect. How is that being talked about in Canada?
Well, you know, oddly enough, actually, the game isn't geared towards one specific pipeline at all. And, you know, I'm torn, I think, as a lot of Canadians are. You know, it's like, you know, my house is gas heated, and I live in a country where we're doing incredibly well because of the natural resources we have. But, you know, most of the resource exploitation is happening in these more remote regions, and you start to hear about some of these safety concerns, and then it raises issues around safety, but also around making sure the exploitation of the resources are with a mind to the future. So I think there's a lot of Canadians who are torn, but, you know, as a country, we're doing incredibly well, largely off of our resources.
Do you think it's important that video games challenge us intellectually, or that they focus on societal or cultural or political issues?
For me personally, I feel like these are really important issues to be exploring, and these are great ways to be engaging a different audience. And that's what I think is one of the most exciting things about what's happening in gaming right now is that you're getting kind of individual voices and new subject matters being tackled. And I think it's one of the most vibrant indie scenes that I've seen.
Alex Jansen there, producer and founder of Pop Sandbox and creator of the game Pipe Trouble, speaking with Word of Mouth's Taylor Quimby. There's more on the game and the Canadian controversy over Pipe Trouble at wordofmouthradio.org. Now stay with us for Elizabeth Strout. She's the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Olive Kittredge. We're going to talk with her about her new novel, The Burgess Boys, when Word of Mouth continues.